news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House of Representatives on Thursday passed a $484 billion coronavirus relief bill in a 388-5 vote. The Senate approved the package on Tuesday, and Trump is expected to quickly sign it. The deal provides $310 billion to replenish the Paycheck Protection Program, ostensibly to help small businesses continue paying employees as the coronavirus crisis shuts down much of the economy, plus another $60 billion for a separate emergency loan and grant program involving small banks in rural and urban areas. There's also $75 billion for hospitals and healthcare providers and $25 billion for coronavirus testing. Republicans had pushed to fund just Trump's request for $250 billion for the small business loan program, but Democrats insisted on adding money for hospitals and testing and other initiatives that were not in the final bill. Okay, now, just when you wondered why people still watch Trump's daily two-hour free campaign infomercials, it might be for those unbelievable moments like we witnessed Thursday, when Donald Trump introduced a Homeland Security official who explained that sunlight and bleach can kill the coronavirus on surfaces, prompting Trump to suggest treating COVID-19 patients by hitting their lungs with ultraviolet or very powerful light. Or injecting them with disinfectant?
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. So we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
Really? Not that it needs explaining, but doctors said that injecting or ingesting cleaning products was a terrible, potentially deadly idea. Dr. Vin Gupta, a pulmonologist and NBC News contributor, said it's a common method that people utilize when they want to kill themselves. And if you wonder what the rest of the world thinks about the ideas coming from the self-described stable genius, here's a bit from Friday's Good Morning Britain TV show. The medical expert speaking is Dr. Hilary Jones.
Do you know, I've heard some crazy things in my life, but this is probably one of the craziest. To use a disinfectant and inject it into the human body is not only toxic and highly poisonous, but would do no good whatsoever. It would cause inflammation of human tissues and not touch the virus at all, which actually lives in human cells, not on the surface of them. So he's completely and utterly crazy to even suggest this. Secondly, his other suggestion was to use the power of sunlight.
Yes.
In that some sort of sunlight inside the body would eradicate the virus. Again, the virus lives inside cells and replicates inside cells. It is true that the virus decays outside of the human body in ultraviolet light from the sun, but inside the body, of course, sunlight would do absolutely nothing. And then how could you get sunlight into the human body? I think this all stems from the fact that President Trump probably thinks that sunlight emerges from parts of his body.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Thursday announced that nearly 14% of 3,000 supermarket shoppers tested in the state of New York were found to have the coronavirus antibodies in their system. More than 21% of the roughly 1,300 tests on people in New York City came back positive. The accuracy of antibody testing in the U.S. has been questioned, but Cuomo said if the results provide a true picture, nearly 2.7 million people in the state and 1.7 million in New York City have been exposed, far more than the 250,000 infections officially recorded in the state. Well, we've reached Friday, the day that a handful of states are taking their chances and lifting some coronavirus restrictions, including Georgia, Oklahoma, Alaska, and Texas. South Carolina began on Tuesday. reportedly blindsiding frontline staff with the move. The Washington Post is reporting that Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp announced he'd let tattoo parlors, hair salons, and bowling alleys reopen without receiving guidance from the panel of doctors in place to advise him and without giving advance notice to regional health departments responsible for carrying out his orders. In Utah, the governor lifted a statewide lockdown on elective procedures before his medical supply team had finished estimating how quickly hospitals would exhaust their supply of personal protective equipment. And plans to ease restrictions on economic activity and public assembly in Tennessee have been met by dread among emergency management officials who are in, quote, complete disbelief that we are reopening the state. This according to a person involved in the planning who, like others, spoke on the condition of anonymity for fear of professional retribution. The Associated Press is reporting that Donald Trump and Mike Pence repeatedly both told Georgia Governor Brian Kemp that they approved of his aggressive plan to allow businesses to reopen just a day before Trump pulled an about-face and publicly bashed the plan. The green light from Pence and Trump came in separate private conversations with the governor before Kemp announced his plan to ease the restrictions and after it was unveiled on Monday. Wow. Meanwhile, thankfully, Donald Trump is facing scrutiny over the removal of Dr. Rick Bright from his position leading an office working on a coronavirus vaccine. Bright led the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, and oversaw development and purchasing of vaccines and medicines to combat the coronavirus. On Tuesday, Trump removed him from his position. Bright said it was retaliation for his insistence that the administration stick to investing in scientifically proven treatments. Now, House Democrats are calling for the Health and Human Services Inspector General to investigate his ousting. Bright's lawyers confirmed that the doctor will be filing a whistleblower complaint. Stay tuned. He was ousted from his post for pushing back against Trump's push of hydroxychloroquine as a coronavirus treatment. The complaint will detail Bright's allegation that he was ousted as director of the agency responsible for developing the drugs to fight the pandemic in retaliation for raising science-based concerns about White House pressure on treatment and vaccines. Senator Elizabeth Warren announced Thursday that her oldest brother, Don Reed Herring, died from coronavirus this week. He was 86. In a series of tweets, Warren said he was charming and funny, a natural leader. Warren thanked the medical staff who took care of him, but added, quote, "It's hard to know that there was no family to hold his hand or to say I love you one more time, and no funeral for those of us who loved him to hold each other close." Sad. And we've reached another milestone. On Friday morning, the reported death toll from COVID-19 in the United States passed the 50,000 mark. 50,000 Americans dead in 2 months. Stay safe, everyone. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.